You are in China working part-time as an interpreter. A Chinese media is interviewing the chief executive of the DIY chain B&Q in China. You have been asked to be the interpreter. The Chinese starts first. 首先，我非常感谢您在百忙之中接受这一次采访。你们在中国以百安居为品牌已经经营了将近10年的时间，能不能请您介绍一下百安居刚刚进入中国市场时的情况啊？ OK, B&Q first opened in China in 1999 with a big store in Shanghai.Identifying this country as a strong source of growth in the years to come. The company was the biggest British corporate investor in China at the time. 住在大城市的居民很快就认识并且接受了百安居这个牌子。你们的连锁店也发展得很快，可是据说设立在重庆、西安的那几家店现在都要关门了。您能不能证实一下这条消息啊？
I have to admit that we had announced the closure.Of a third of the 63 stores in China following a dramatic slump in China's property market. We clearly made some mistake as we grew the business through the boom time, and we hope we can learn some lessons from this.
有消息说，百安居在中国的市场销售一直不够理想，而经营长期处于亏损的状态。这是不是这一次进行市场大幅度调整的原因之一呢？
Well, we can't simply blame the impact of the slowdown of the housing market. There have been weakness in the way the business was run, such as being too reliant on the booming design and installation market without developing other services or product ranges like soft furnishing and home decoration.
到2008年10月为止，百安居已经在中国26个城市拥有60多家商店。这次进行大幅度市场调整的消息很受媒体的关注，您能不能介绍一下这次调整的计划吗？
We will close a third of the sites which are operating at a loss by the middle of 2010. We will then spend £30 million revamping the remaining stores, for example, reducing the size of some of the two-floor stores by renting out half of the space to other retailers such as supermarket chains.
您对百安居未来在中国市场的状况有什么看法？你们未来的目标是什么呢？
I think the business will have significant long-term potential. Sometimes you have to take a step back to move forward again.I would expect to be able to expand the chain once more in 2011 when the market conditions improved.